Now we are entering into the actual Dakshinamurti Stotram, first Stotram. Let us learn. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam Nijantargatam. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam Nijantargatam. Pashyannatmani Mayaya. Pashyannatmani Mayaya. Bahirivodbhotayatha Nidraya. Bahirivodbhotam yatha Nidraya. Bahirivodbhotam yatha Nidraya. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samahi. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samahi. Swatmanamevadvayam. Swatmanamevadvayam. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samahi. Swatmanamevadvayam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam Nijantargatam. Pashyannat Mani Mayaya Bahirivodbhotayatha Nidraya. Yasakshat Kurute Prabodha Samaye Swatmanamevadvayam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. I request all of you to make it a point to memorize these verses. Memorize these verses. And every class, please begin your class at least with one verse. Okay, any class you do, at least chant one verse until we go to the next verse. So here, in this verse, how does Shankara Bhagavatpada present Dakshinamurti? He says, everything has two factors. The whole cosmos, all that is here, is divided into two factors as Atma and Anatma. So what is Atma? What is Anatma? So the absolute reality of the whole is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, is implied by the term Atma. Now, that Atma is of the nature of consciousness, pure consciousness. Now, what is Anatma? Anatma is the objective universe. The Anatma is the universe. When I say the reality of the whole cosmos is of the nature of consciousness, the whole objective universe is of the nature of inertness. So reality of the universe is of the nature of consciousness, implied by the term Atma. The objective universe, which is of the nature of inertness, is known by the term Anatma. So Anatma is matter. We can say Anatma is matter means the universe is inclusive of the individual, every individual body, mind, sense complex. So Shastram sees this way. Okay, mind is Anatma, body is Anatma, the world external to the body is also anatma. Really speaking, we have to include the body and mind world. There is no third thing. There are only two. Start with two, end in one. Okay? That is Shastra teaching. Where is the question of seeing the third thing? Start with two, end in one. That is teaching. If you reduce the two, it is enough. Into one, that is enough. Don't need to make 1,000 and 100, and because any number more than two is what? Non-useless. The two itself is, we are going to say two also is, has to be reduced to one. So in this verse, he presents the Atmanatma Sambandha. Relationship between the Atma and Anatma. So Atmanatma Sambandha means Atmanatma Vivekaha must be there. We cannot see the relationship between Atma and Anatma unless we see, we have the discriminative understanding of Atma and Anatma. When I say Sambandha, that I'm not talking about the duality here. Here seeing Atmanatma Sambandha, we can understand properly as Satyam and Mithya. Once you have Atmanatma Vivekaha, discriminative understanding of Atma and Anatma. Okay. So in this first verse, to present this teaching, he says, the entire universe, the whole cosmos, Anatma Prapanchaha, does not exist independently outside of the Atma. Okay, just as the entire ocean of innumerable countless waves does not exist outside of the water. The whole cosmos enjoys its existence in Atma. Anatma Prapanchaha enjoys its existence in Atma Chaitanyam. The objective universe, inert material objective universe, enjoys its existence in Atma, which is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, how he is showing here, for to present this teaching, he gives examples first. Because now we start this, we are trying to understand this fact, remaining as an individual, as part of this universe, as Ajnani individual, we try to understand this fact. How to see the whole as one and the only secondless manifestation of one and the only secondless reality. So he gives two examples for that. An example in Sanskritam, illustration, is called what? Drishtantaha. What is the comparison is Drishtantaha? What is compared to? What now we say? Darshtantaha. So here first he says, Vishwam, the universe. In the beginning, the opening word itself is an auspicious beginning. Why Vishwam? Vishwam is the first name in Vishwa Sahasranama. Also, Vishna. Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhota Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhota Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. The first word in Vishnu Sahasranama is Vishwam. Why? Because Vishwam is one of the names of the Lord, the whole, the total manifestation is Bhagavan. Then the name given is Vishwam. And here also is what? This Vishwam itself is, happens to be the name of the Lord. It's an auspicious beginning. And I told you many times before also in my classes, what is the meaning of the word Vishwam? Vividhaihi pratyayaihi gamyam iti Vishwam. Vishwam means all, the whole, the total, the entirety is Vishwam. Means that which is constituted of innumerable, countless forms. Countless forms means meanings. Pujya Swamiji always prefers the word meaning in the place of form. That which is constituted of innumerable, countless forms, the meanings of innumerable, countless words, is universe. So the whole world can be reduced to two words. What are they? Word and its meaning. The word alone was means what? The word and the meaning is nama and rupa. So the entire objective universe, anatma prapanchaha, is nothing but that which is constituted of innumerable, countless forms, which are meanings of the countless names, countless words. This is Vishwam. This is the definition of the word Vishwam, meaning of the word Vishwam. Okay, this Vishwam is what? He says, Tulyam, Vishwam Tulyam. This universe is similar. This universe is Tulyam, means similar. Vishwam Tulyam, Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam. Tulyam, it is similar. This universe is similar. Similar means similar to what? Similar to what? For which we need drishtanta. Example is required. So she gives two drishtantas, two illustrations, two examples. First, this universe is similar to that. What is that? Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. Now, Darpanaha means mirror. Darpanaha, mirror. All of you learnt in your pre-KG class, okay? In Sanskrit class. Darpanaha, mirror. Nagari means nagaram. Nagari is a strilinga shabdaha. Nagaram is a napusakalinga shabdaha. City. Nagaram means city. Like London, nagaram. Frankfurt, nagaram. City is nagari. Okay. But this nagaram, how is this nagaram? Say, drishyamana nagari. Drishyamana is what? Drishyate is seen. Drishyamana nagari, being seen. The world, the city which is seen. The world which is being seen. Drishyamana nagari. The world, the city which is being seen. Drishyamana nagari. Being seen where? Not anywhere else. in the mirror. Darpani Drishyamana Nagari. Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. It's a compound word. Darpani in a mirror. Drishyamana Parkapadihindra Nagarattai Ottadu. Darpane Drishyamana Nagari. The city which is seen, which is being seen in the mirror is what? Darpane Drishyamana Nagari. If a mirror, the city is seen in the mirror, what city it is? It cannot be the original city. The face seen in the mirror is a reflected face. Okay, face seen in the crystal clear water is a reflection of the face. The face seen in the mirror is reflected in the face. Similarly, the city which is seen in the mirror also reflected city, reflection of the city. Now, can you take the complete word? Vishwam Tulyam. This universe is similar to that city which is being seen in the mirror. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam. Okay. Which means this is the example. It's called Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Drishtantaha. What is the Drishtanta here? Darpane, Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Drishtantaha. The example of the city reflected in the mirror is the example. Okay, is the comparison. Now, we have to take this example first. He gives one more example, which is Swapne Drishyamana Nagari. There's a city which is experienced in dream. The city which is experienced in dream. There's a city which is reflected in the mirror. And this world is similar to that city which is reflected in the mirror, which is seen in the dream. So two examples he gives. Two drishtantas are given. One is Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Drishtantaha. Another one is Swapne Drishyamana Nagari Drishtantaha. Two drishtantas. Now, we have to understand a few things here before we enter into the actual understanding of the verse. If we take this Darpanaha and the Nagari, we take the mirror and the Drishyaman, Darpane Drishyamana Nagari. Now we have, imagine like we have huge mirror kept in our airport sometimes. Some airports have very big mirrors, but still not as big a mirror what Shankaracharya imagines. In Shankara Bhagavad Pada's heart, there is a huge mirror imagined. I don't know whether you are able to imagine as big a mirror as he imagined in his mind. We have to imagine, okay? Now let us try to imagine. He's amazing vision he has. So he can imagine that. We only think of small mirrors, but here imagine a huge mirror. Suppose in a small village, okay, like a small city, and there's a very huge mirror kept in such a high place. It must be placed such a way where the whole city can be reflected. Just the imagination, okay? Imagination. Now, do not think of the real city at all. Forget about it. Now our focus must be only on this reflected city. Darpane Drishyamana Nagari only must be our focus. Okay. Now, this Darpanaha and Darpane Drishyamana Nagari, between these two, the reflected city and the reflecting medium, the mirror, between them, what is the sambandha? What is the connection? What is the relationship? We say this darpanaha, the reflection cannot exist independently outside of the mirror. The whole city is now, the reflection is in the mirror only. Therefore, without the mirror, the reflection cannot exist. And then reflect, the mirror is the adhishthanam, adharaha, pratishtha, pratishtha, adhishthanam, adharaha means support. Mirror is the support and the reflected city in the mirror is supported. Therefore, between the reflecting medium, the mirror, and the reflected city, the sambandha is adhara adheya sambandha. The supporter supported relationship. Okay, first thing you understand. Secondly, so it's called adhara adheya sambandha. Therefore, the mirror has what now? The mirror, what is the one? We have to understand the specific feature of the mirror we have to see. The mirror has the status of being the adhara. Mirror enjoys just by being present there. The mirror does not do any action just by its presence. It enjoys the status of being the support. Is the first factor you have to remember as the first feature. We call it adharatvam. Adharatvam. The mirror enjoys the status of being the adhara, substratum of the reflected city. Number first feature. Now, the second feature is, now mirror is not dependent on the reflected city for its existence. The mirror is not dependent on the reflection of the city for its existence. Whereas the reflection of the city is very much dependent on the mirror for its existence. Therefore, between this mirror and the reflected city, what do we understand? Mirror is independent. Mirror can be without the reflection of the city, but the reflection cannot exist without the mirror. Therefore, mirror is satyam. The reflected city is mithya. Mirror is satyam. Reflected city is mithya. So between them there is a, so satyatvam. So the next feature is satyatvam. Mirror has the satyatvam. Mirror enjoys the second feature. Mirror enjoys the status of being the truth. Mirror enjoys the status of being the truth, a reality. Whereas the reflected universe is what now? It is mithya. Why? Because it has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, we say, now, because there's no independent existence, now the city, however big the city is, how many ever roads there are, how many ever houses there are, and how many ever people live there, how many ever actions are happening, how many ever programs are happening. Imagine how many ever programs. Now we are only seeing the reflected city. Don't forget, okay? In that reflected city, you are seeing what? So many roads, so many houses, so many people, and so many people involved in so many activities. So many things are happening, so many programs are happening. There is also some people, somewhere there is a wedding happening, happily, small, not jumping around. Somewhere some old man died because of corona and they're all crying. This is a crying happening. There's a pleasure on one road. There's a pain in another road, suffering in another road. There is so many things are happening. All of them are happening where? In the reflected city. And also floods came, storm came, and there's a big wind came. So whatever comes, the reflected city reflected, there's a wind, there are rains, there are so many things. But remember, whatever happens in the city, okay? City, the rain, the reflected rain in the reflected city does not wet the mirror. The fire in the reflected city does not, the huge, there's also some part of junk forest in the city. There's a huge fire. The fire does not affect the mirror. Remember, we are talking about the reflected city. The wind does not dry the mirror. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, we have beautiful verse. What is that? Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachainam kledayantyapo, nasoshayati marutaha. Means, no, marutaha na does not dry like that here also. The wind in the reflected city, the fire in the reflected city, rain in the reflected city, no element, even a storm, okay, nothing really affects the mirror. Why? The reflected city is dependent on mirror for its existence. Therefore, whatever happens in the reflection, see, time being, don't forget, just do not think of the original city at all. Just example should not be stretched. Take 20. Oh, nothing affects the mirror. So, in fact, mirror is not wet. Mirror does not get wet. Mirror does not get drowned in the water. Mirror does not get. You can see the floods flow in the city. But still, mirror is not affected by anything. It means mirror is not touched, tainted by anything that is happening in the reflected city. Therefore, mirror has what? Mirror is not touched, tainted, afflicted or affected. This unafflictedness is said to be what? Asangatvam. The third feature is what of the mirror is? The mirror has the status of being the unafflicted. Okay? Having the status, I'm teaching also for Upanishad class, the nouns. Asangatvam means the mirror enjoys the status of being the unafflicted or unafflictedness, unaffectedness, untaintedness is what? Is the feature, nature of the mirror, swarupam of the mirror. The third, like that we can really analyze and get more features also. Let us take few for understanding. Now, one more thing I have to say. The mirror pervades the entire reflected city. The entire reflected city is the mirror, definitely. Because reflected city does not exist outside of the independent of the non-different from the mirror. The reflected is non-different from the reflected mirror, reflecting mirror. Whereas the mirror is not the reflection. Mirror is distinct from the reflection. Mirror is not this non-separate. Mirror, reflecting mirror, is non-separate from the reflection. At the same time, mirror is distinct from the reflection. Not distant, but distinct. Is it clear? Very important words. What about the reflector city? The reflected city is definitely non-different from the mirror. Reflected city is non-different, mirror is non-separate, but distinct, but not distant. Therefore, if you ask how many things are there in the whole mirror, if you ask, you have to start counting from the mirror. Mirror is definitely there, one thing. Then afterwards, can you count the reflected city as a second thing? Can you count? Who wants to count? Put up your hands. If anybody wants to count the reflected city, then I'll ask you to keep yourself, okay? Like this. It's called, in our India, the teachers used to tell us like this. I don't know whether in London they do it. In India, the teachers will say, come on, kotuvichko. You make a mistake, the teacher will ask us to do like this. We had to hit ourselves. Like this. Okay? In India, they do. Teachers, my teachers are doing, not, I don't know about present day teachers. In London, they can't do anything. Okay. You are spoiled brats. Okay. We are all not like that. So here, how many things are there? If you ask, you cannot even count the reflected city. Yeah, what is there? Only mirror. You have to start. Number two, you cannot come. You know why? The whole city is not countable. Why? Because the city has no independent existence without the mirror. The reflected city does not have independent existence outside of the mirror, without the mirror. Therefore, it is not countable. No, you feel like saying, oh my God, there's so many houses. I have to count the number of houses. I want to count the number of people living in each house. Okay. And some special area, I mean, that we in each house there become 10, 15 people also. No, you cannot count number. Why? You have to reduce all the number of houses, the number of people, number of roads, number of lamps, the street lights, all the numbers and numbers and numbers reduced to one reflected city. That one also you have to reduce to what? Resolve it. Why? Because the whole city is not countable. Because doesn't matter how many people are reflected, how many posts are reflected, nothing. Houses are reflected, no worry, because nothing is countable. Nothing which is there as part of the reflected city has independent existence. Is it clear? Therefore, what should we say? Mirror alone is in the form of the reflected city of innumerable countless forms, names and functions. Mirror is one non-dual mirror. Mirror is not, what is a non-dual? Mirror is different. Reflected world is different. Mirror is one. Reflected world is plural. But still, they are not two. Why they are not two? They are two different factors. They are not two because the whole reflected city of plurality of forms, names and functions is non-different from the mirror. Therefore, non-countable as a parallel reality, we have to say the mirror is non-dual. Not two, not one, because it has reflected off reflected world. Not one, because it is not mirror, as there is a reflected world. Not two, because world is not reflected, city is not different from the mirror. Is it clear? Why mirror is not one? Because there's a reflected city of innumerable countless forms and names and functions. But it is not true because reflected city of plurality does not have, is not different from, non-different from the mirror. How, what should you say? It's called non-dual. It is Advaitaha Darpanaha. Therefore, this darpan, this mirror has what? This state, mirror has the status of being non-dual. Advayatvam is the fourth feature. Is it clear now? Advayatvam. Remember these four features. Now, so it has the Adharatvam. The state, mirror has the status of being the Adhara, substratum. Mirror has the status of being the reality, Satyatvam, with reference to the reflected world. Mirror has the status of being the untaintedness, Asangatvam. Mirror has the status of being the non-dual, one, Advayatvam. Okay. One more thing I want to take. Mirror is not dependent, for which one can say, mirror has the status of being the Swatantram. Okay, Swatantriyam. Mirror has Swatantriyam. It is absolutely free. It includes these four features itself, but I wanted to tell you separately also. Swatantriyam. It has Swatantriyam. It is freedom. Absolute freedom. The what I presented as features are actually the nature. Okay. Now, this universe, that is the city, the reflected city of innumerable, countless forms, names, functions, actions, experiences, all that is what now? Mithya. This is mithya. So with this example, now he wants to enhance the understanding of what has been given in this example by giving another example. What is another example? Swapne Drishyamana Nagari. The city dreamt in one's own mind. Okay, here who should be in the place of the mirror? In the place of the mirror, we can say, where is this, the whole city reflected? The dream world, okay? Imagine a dream world. In the dream world, you have to include what? There's a time, dream time. And you now plan, okay? Now no flight is available for people to travel. Still, let us say, at least demand, all the time people want to travel. So thinking of wanting to travel, the dream comes, only traveling dream comes. You can't really travel, but you can dream travel. Okay? The dream comes. The dream start traveling. So first you fix the timing. So there's a dream time, dream space, dream airport, dream aircrafts, dream airport crowd, dream suitcases, dream shops, dream Starbucks, dream, okay, hot chocolate. The dream, everything dream, dream, dream. So many malls, people, everything dream. Everything is in dream. And then getting into the aircraft is dream. Again, flying in aircraft is also dream. Dream travel, dream air hostess, dream food on the flight, and the dream landing, dream picking up, dream dropping, dream, everything is dream. It's happening. Now, it's all happening, it's all what dream only, okay? The whole dream world. Dream shopping, dream enjoy, everything dream. Then also you get bugged there, that's also dream. Everything dream. Because something you don't like, what's happening there. Everything is in dream. Now, your mind, okay? The whole dream is where? In the mind. The mind cannot exist independently by itself. The mind should be understood as the integral, non-inseparable part of the waker. Okay? Only in the mind of the waker. The mind of the waker is what should be reduced to waker. Why? Because the mind cannot be without the waker. Therefore, the mind of the waker is the waker. Because you can't separate mind separately. So the waker's mind is like the mirror. And the whole dream world is what the dream experience you have, not at all outside of the waker's mind. Time, space, travel, living beings, non-living beings, everything is in dream. Okay? If I sleep, for me only, all these things come to my mind. What is that now? The people, isn't it? Mosque, everything comes. These are things come to my dream nowadays. Mosque. There again, people want to know which color should I choose, blue or white? Okay? It's very important. Some mosque you need, but people, again, the people go for different designs and colors. This is crazy. These all days in dream. Now I tell you, what is the connection between the dream and the mind, the waker? The dream hunger, the dream thirst, the dream thirst will not affect the waker. Dream thirst will not quench the wakers. The dream food and water will not quench the thirst of the waker. And the dream you get a lot of money that will not be useful for the waker. And the dream, suppose the dream floods. Suppose I dream as though I was drowning in the ocean. Definitely I'm not drowning. The waker is not drowning. The dream drowning will not kill the waker. So whatever happens in dream, Achedyaha, Ayam Adahyaha, Akledyaha. You know, we learn about Atma, isn't it? One who cannot be made drowned, one who can be burnt, untouched, etc. One who can be killed. Na hanyate, hanyamane, sharire. So there, even the dream corona cannot do anything about the waker. Like this, the dream is there, but dream does not exist independently outside of the waker's mind. Therefore, the same features you have to apply here also. What is the waker with reference to the dream world? When you wake up from sleep, you can see the waker is the adhishtanam. Waker is the adhara for the dream world. So waker has the jagrat purushaha has the adharatvam, adhishtanatvam, enjoys the status of being the support. And the dream is the supported. The same thing. Now, waker is not dependent on the dream for his existence, but the dream experience, dream world is dependent on waker for its existence. Therefore, with reference to the waker, dream is mithya, waker is satyam. So waker has the status of being the reality of the dream. Waker has satyatvam. Similarly, all the problems of the dream hunger, dream thirst, dream rains, dream floods, dream air crash does not kill the waker. Therefore, waker is unafflicted, unaffected. So dream waker has what? Asangatvam. Very important feature, swarupam is what? Asangatvam. Okay. Now asangatvam. Now similarly, and this dream being inseparable, non-separate from the waker, even though waker is distinct from the dream world, but waker is non-distant from the dream world. The dream world is non-separate from, non-different from the waker. Therefore, waker is what? Advayaha. Waker is not the dream world. Waker is different. Dream world is different. Experienced dream world is different from the waker. In fact, that's a dream experience, a dreamt world, a dream, all the three are the waker. But the waker is distinct and not distant from the dream world. Therefore, waker is not one. At the same time, waker is not two also. Waker is one non-dual. With reference to the dream universe, waker is, waker also has the status of being the non-dual reality. Yeah, the four important features. Now, we have to extend the same thing. Shankaracharya gives these two examples, two drishtantas beautifully in the very opening verse. Look at how much is loaded in these three lines. Okay, in three lines, so much is loaded. Swamiji's expression, loaded. Okay, so what we say, in the same way, now we have to understand, Shankaracharya will say, aham, we all use the term I to refer to ourselves. Actually, the content of I is pure consciousness. Just as content of the form and name wave is water, the content of I is pure consciousness, which alone is implied by the term Atma, and that Atma Chaitanyam, Swarupam of I, the content of I is what? I am consciousness. Aham Chaitanyam Brahma. That consciousness is like the mirror, like the waker. Not, consciousness is not the mirror, okay? Consciousness is like the mirror, like the waker. What about this entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, is like the reflected world, like the dream world. But for this, okay, reflected world. Therefore, Atma Chaitanyam is Aham Atma Chaitanyam. So, I, the consciousness, am the Adhishtanam for this entire universe experienced in the waking world, the waking state. Just as the waker is the Adhishtanam for the dream world, just as the mirror is the Adhishtanam for the reflected city, I, the consciousness, am the Adhishtanam for, Adhara for, this entire objective universe experienced in the waking state. When I say entire universe, I am there as the time, I am there as the space, I am there as all the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space. All the actions, all the functions, all the results, all the experiences, all forms of emotions of all minds and all different diversity is unity, in unity of consciousness. Where I am the Adhishtanam. Similarly, therefore, this universe does not have independent existence outside of consciousness, whereas I, the Atma, am consciousness, can be without the universe also. When this world of duality resolves, becomes unmanifest and undifferentiated, still I am there without undergoing any change. Therefore, I am independent of the world for my existence, whereas the world is dependent on I, the consciousness. Therefore, aham, chatsat, I have the status of being the reality of the universe. The universe is mithya. Aham satyam. Now we are not saying Brahma satyam, Atma satyam. Aham satyam, jagan mithya. Aham adharaha jagad adheyam. And then whatever is happening in the universe, the all forms of afflictions, all forms of, you know, problems, whether problems caused by elements. So any problem, social, economic, natural, all forms of problems are all there in the world, but all of them affect only the anatma. Body can be affected, mind can be affected, pranas can be affected, all the forms, names and functions in the world can be affected, afflicted, because the world cannot escape. Mind will be subject to all problems. Body will be subject to all problems, because that is no choice. Okay, not choicelessly, everything will be subject to change. That everything being subject to change is the nature of the material universe. Therefore, affectedness also is the nature of the being affected, is inevitable condition of the universe. Whereas whatever is happening for the body, mind, sense complex, or the entire objective material world, I the Atma, I the consciousness am absolutely unafflicted, touched, tainted. Just as waker is not touched by dream fire, dream floods, dream rains, just as mirror is not affected by the reflected cities, rains or floods or fire or anything, the corona problem in the reflected city does not affect the mirror. Similarly, I, the consciousness, am unaffected by anything. The problem is you must be able to shift the I to consciousness. From the standpoint of consciousness, it is possible for one to see. So, I, the Atma, the conscious, I, the Atma Chaitanyam, am of the nature of untaintedness, unafflictedness. I enjoy the status of being the unafflicted asangatvam. Therefore, the world does not have existence outside of me, the consciousness. Therefore, the world is not countable. In spite of its innumerable, countless forms, names and functions, in spite of its plurality, multiplicity, you know, and diversity, this world of diversity of objects is non-countable as a parallel reality. The world itself is no independent existence, means nothing which is part of this universe as independent existence. What is non-countable as a parallel reality. Even though I, the Atma, the consciousness, am distinct from the world, I'm not distant from the world, the world is non-different from me, non-separate, I'm non-separate from the world, but still I'm unafflicted, untouched by the world. Therefore, I'm not one, nor is the world two, but I, the self, am the non-dual reality consciousness. Therefore, we have to say, because the whole universe of diversity is nothing but, that's why the seeming, nothing is happening outside, mithya. Because it is mithya, you have to use the term seeming, apparent, as though. The universe is only as though appearance of my own self. Consciousness. Okay, that's why it's a seeming motion in the motionless consciousness, the world. Therefore, I am the whole. It doesn't exist outside of me. I am Advayam Chaitanyam Brahma Aham Advayaha Chaitanya Atma. Or Atma Chaitanyam Aham Advaitam Advayam Ekam Advaitam Advitiyam Atma Chaitanyam. I am one secondless, non-dual, secondless consciousness. implied by the term Atma or Brahma. This is what he wants to convey in this verse. We have just started the verse. Now we have to read the whole verse and understand. We started very late, haven't we? Okay. Let us read the whole verse quickly now. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam. So darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam. What is this universe? This universe is similar to the city reflected in the huge mirror, which is not real, which is mithya. This universe is like that only. That much alone is this universe. But we take this universe as so real. Next. Vishwam darpana dishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam. Nija antargatam. Nija, one's own. Antaha, inside. Antargatam, obtaining in the mind. Nija antargatam, obtaining in the mind, is nija, one's own mind, not somebody else's mind. Nija antargatam, the world obtaining in one's own mind. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nija antargatam pashyan atmani. Seeing this whole cosmos, which is similar to this reflected city, which reflects on the mirror, mayaya, because of ignorance, due to the ignorance of one's own self, what happens? Bahihi udbhutam iva. As though it is outside of me. Bahihi udbhutam iva. Iva, as though this world is outside of me. Even though, where is the reflected city? Is outside of the mirror? Or with not outside of the mirror? All antargatam. Darpana antargataha antargata nagari. Sva nija antargataha svapna lokaha. The same way, here also nija antargatam, this whole universe, waking universe. Let me read it. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nija antargatam pashyannatmani mayaya bahiribodbhutai yathanidraya yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanameva dvayam tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam shri dakshina murtaye. I want to do justice for this verse. Therefore, I'm stopping. Okay? Because I cannot definitely finish in 5-10 minutes. I need more time. Okay? Remember these two examples. We will again dwell upon our own Swarupam in the next class. See, it's all you must remember. We only see first line we have seen today. We have to see second, third lines. Next class we'll see. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.